Welcome to Timeless Truths, where the unchanging Word of God meets the needs of today's world. Each message is rooted in Scripture and shared with the hope of drawing hearts closer to Christ. Today's sermon reminds us that we are never alone, that in every valley, every struggle, every season of life, there is a shepherd who leads us, restores, and protects his sheep. From Kitchener Baptist Church, I'm Pastor Jerry Burns, and our message this morning is the Good Shepherd. You're listening to Timeless Truths. Don't go anywhere.
You see, our heart is not pure by default. Listen, if we're going to be right with God today, then we're going to have to understand. If you choose to do what is right in this society, then you will be treated as the enemy. You will be rejected. You will be looked down upon. In verse number 14, he says, judgment is turned away back.
And they that come to God must believe that he is. He is the creator. He has the resources to provide. Philippians chapter 4 verse 19 says, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Welcome to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry. I'm Pastor Jerry Burns, and I am so honored that you are joining us here today. Each week we open God's Word and discover truths that never change in a world that always does. And we are seeing that change as we look outside today from summer to fall, and we see the beautiful change in the leaves, and it's just gorgeous outside. I know outside of my office, the trees in front of the church, just beautiful. What a wonderful canvas of God's glory. But of course, we know that the snow will fall, and that we'll have to deal with all of that. But hey, one day at a time, we'll deal with that when it comes. We continue our series this morning on the I Am statements of Jesus, and we are looking at this morning, I am the Good Shepherd. These words remind us of God's incredible love, a love that guides us when we're lost, protects us, restores us when we go astray. And God is not distant from us. He's very near to us. And of course, when we think of the Good Shepherd, we think about the fact that the Good Shepherd laid down his life for the sheep. He shed his blood so that we might be forgiven and redeemed and have a home forever in heaven. As we prepare our hearts for the message this morning, let's take a moment and think of the words of the old hymn, Saved by the Blood. You listen to these words of this great hymn.
Yeah. fourth verse now. Let's lift it up as one great choir. We get down to that chorus. We'll ask the instrumentalists to drop out, and we'll sing that chorus all together without the instruments, saved by the blood of the crucified one. On the fourth,
saved by the blood of the crucified one. All hail to the Father, all hail to the Son, all hail to the Spirit, the great grand one. Saved by the blood of the crucified one.
Sing it out loud.
Glory and saved, glory and saved. My sins are all pardoned, my guilt is all gone. Glory and saved, glory and saved. I'm saved by the blood of the crucified one.
Wonderful, and what a great truth that hymn reminds us, that we are saved by the blood of the crucified one. And the crucified one is the good shepherd. Last week we looked at the shepherd's provision. And that provision is given to us in John chapter 10 and verse number 11, where the Bible says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. And the key there is that Jesus gave his life for us. The Bible says in Romans 8:30, moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. The predestination, of course, is the product, not the person. In verse number 29, we are predestined to be conformed to the image of God's Son. And this is God's purpose for all who come to Christ for salvation, that we would be conformed to the image of Jesus. And this, the Bible says in verse 32, this is what Jesus has done for us. This is how he accomplishes that work in our life, that we would be conformed to the image of Jesus. It is done because the Bible says that God spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? It's Jesus who gave his life so that we can enjoy the very purposes of God in our life each and every day. And last week we looked at a couple of thoughts as we examined the shepherd's provision, his own life. We noticed that this is a loving sacrifice. God commended or demonstrated his love, Romans 5:8, toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He lovingly gave of himself. And he gave himself to those who were his enemies. We were sinners. He gave himself so that we could have eternal life. And so this is a loving sacrifice. It is a lasting substitution. In other words, he died for us and his death was enough. He declared on the cross, it is finished. It is complete. His sacrifice was enough. It is a lasting substitution. And Hebrews chapter 9 verse 26 teaches us that Jesus put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. This is the good shepherd. This is his provision. This is his loving sacrifice, and this is his lasting substitution.
We'll get back to Pastor's Bible message in just a moment. We wanted to pause and offer you an invitation to join us in proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ to our region. Would you pray for us as we endeavor to share God's timeless truths to those in our city and abroad? It goes without saying that your financial gift is greatly appreciated. We would love for you to be a partner with us and help keep us on the air. You can send a financial gift by mail. Our address is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N 087. Again, it's 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. You can also e-transfer your gift to our radio ministry using the email give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Again, that's give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Your financial gift will be a great blessing and encouragement to us, but best of all, it helps us stay on this radio station proclaiming God's timeless truths. So thank you so much for your kindness to our ministry. If you would like us to pray for you, we'd be happy to do so. You can submit your prayer requests at timelesstruthsradio.com. We believe in the power of prayer, and we're excited to pray for and with you. You can also find our contact information on timelesstruthsradio.com. We'd love to answer any questions you might have, or maybe you want to just send us a word of encouragement. That's always welcome. Let's continue with our message this morning. Once again, here is Pastor Burns.
Now let's consider this morning the shepherd's protection. We're going to read John chapter 10, verse 12. It says, "But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep." You know, I think it's important for us to see in this passage of Scripture that Jesus defines the good shepherd, the true shepherd, with the hireling as one who intimately cares about the condition and the destination of the sheep. A hireling is someone paid to watch the sheep, but who has no real love, has no real ownership, has no real investment, no real commitment. A wolf comes and the hireling gets out of there. I mean, he flees the situation. He doesn't want to be around when the wolf comes, when danger comes. He wants to flee. And we notice in this passage of Scripture, Jesus, of course, defines it for us. We notice the heart of the good shepherd. He doesn't run from danger. He doesn't run from a difficult situation. He runs to that danger. Why? Because of love. Because of love. Two women came before King Solomon, both claiming to be the mother of the same baby boy. And each insisted, "This is my son." But there was no way for Solomon to tell whose claim was true. So Solomon, in his God-given wisdom, called for a sword. And he gave a shocking order. He said, "Cut the living child in two, and give half to one and the other half to the other." And at once the true mother's heart was revealed. Overcome with compassion, she cried out, "O my Lord, give her the living child, and in no wise slay it. She would rather lose the child than for the child to die." The other woman, whose heart was hard and cold, said, "Let it be neither mine nor thine, but divided." And Solomon immediately knew who was the shepherd and who was the hireling. He declared, "Give her the living child, and in no wise slay it. She is the mother thereof." You see, the false mother had no real love, no real love. The true shepherd is the good shepherd. And Jesus illustrates here that the good shepherd is willing to give their life for the sheep. Now, I want us to break this down, if we could, and understand what Jesus is teaching us. I think, first of all, there's the contrast with the hireling. The Bible says, "He that is a hireling seeth the wolf cometh and fleeth." False shepherds care more for themselves than the sheep. Now let's put this in church context here And let's talk about not true shepherds, not true under shepherds, those who are not called of God to protect his flock. You know, even religious systems can be more concerned about the system than the souls of people. Jesus made this clear to the Pharisees in Mark chapter 2, verse 27. He said the Sabbath was created to help the Jews, not bring burden upon them, because God cared about people. But the Jews and their religious system only cared about position and power. The Bible says in Luke chapter 19, verse 10, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." God cares about the souls of people. And the position of pastors today, it breaks my heart, but the position of pastors today has become this almost political, almost positional, powerful position where the pastor cares very little about the condition or the hearts of people, but what he can accomplish from it, the popularity, the position, the power that he can get from it. And this is not what the good shepherd has for the under shepherds of his flock. May we understand today, as pastors, and I say this to the pastors out there, may we understand today that as under shepherds of God's heritage, we must never forget that God loves and cares about people. You know, ministry is not paperwork, it's people work. It's about the souls of people. And because of that, as a true under shepherd, as a true shepherd of the flock, we must lift up the cross. And we must preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it is the gospel, the death, burial, resurrection of Jesus that changes a life. And so we notice not only the contrast with the hireling, we also notice the courage in the face of danger. Jesus willingly faces the wolf. He willingly stands against false doctrines and false teachers. And he lifts up the truth. You know, a true shepherd is not one who fears to preach the truth because of the cultural norm or the cultural acceptance, or that he would lose people from the church. But a true shepherd, a true under shepherd over the flock of God, is courageous in preaching the truth and is courageous in saying, "Thus saith the Lord." And he stands and he faces the wolf. He faces the false teachers. He faces the work of the devil. And we see this in the life of Jesus as the good shepherd who stood against the devil and stood against death itself and defeated death so that we could have eternal life. Thirdly, I want us to notice the shepherd's personal care. Look what the Bible says in John chapter 10 of our text here in verse number 14. It says, "I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep." Christ doesn't deal with his sheep as a crowd, but he deals with his sheep as individuals. He knows them personally. And if you are a Christian this morning, then he knows you personally. We notice his friendship. He says, "I know my sheep and am known of mine." The good shepherd knows our weaknesses. He knows our personalities. John 10:3 teaches us that he knows our names. He knows our hearts. He knows our struggles. He knows our burdens. Often people will come to me after I'm done preaching a message on Sunday. They'll say to me, "The message that you just preached, how did you know?" And at first, you know, I'll be surprised. I'm like, "What do you mean? How did I know?" And they will say, "Well, how do you know that this was my struggle? How did you know that this was my hurt? How did you know that this was my hardship?" Now, I'm not lying. This happens all the time. And I would say to them, I didn't know. I didn't know. But the Good Shepherd does know. And the Bible, the Word of God, is always relevant. It's relevant for every life, every culture. It's relevant for every situation. We can always pull truths from the Bible to help us in our lives. And the Good Shepherd knows about us, and he knows our hurts. It's his friendship. And then think about his fellowship. Verse 15, we notice the word as. My fellowship and friendship with my sheep, my closeness and my unity, as the Father knoweth me, and I know the Father. This is this incredible oneness and intimate relationship that we have with Jesus and Jesus has with us. And David understood this truth. That's why we have Psalm 23, right? The Lord is my shepherd. He's the good shepherd, that John adds. And he maketh me lie down. It's the shepherd that makes me lie down. Sheep don't normally lie down unless they have everything right. And we find that security and that comfort with the good shepherd, that we're willing to lay down and trust him. He leads us. He feeds us. He restores our broken souls. He leads us in the pathway of his purposes and his good pleasure. It's a pathway of righteousness. Life is filled with hurts, it's filled with sorrows, and one day death. But the shepherd, the good shepherd, is there, and he has a relationship with us. And David said, I will not fear, because he blesses me and protects me. And what a wonderful blessing that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I hope that you know that relationship with Christ. I hope you're born again. And if you're not born again, then today's the day of salvation. Would you trust in the Lord today? Would you turn your attention to him and call on his name?
Hi, friend. Would you make a decision from the message that you just heard? Most importantly, do you know that you would go to heaven when this life is over? Do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? The Bible teaches us that we have all sinned and have come short of God's glory. The scriptures tell us that we cannot earn heaven by our own merit. It's not about a religious ritual or being a good person, being baptized or joining a church, or a particular denomination. Salvation is found in Jesus and him alone. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus died in our place on the cross. And now we can enjoy the blessing of having our sins forgiven by trusting in his finished work on Calvary. If you believe the gospel today, the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, if you believe that Jesus as God died for your sins and that you cannot save yourself, would you call out to Jesus today? Romans 10:13 says, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You can pray a prayer similar to this one. Lord, I know I have sinned against you. Because of that sin, I am separated from you. I believe that you died for me, that you rose again from the grave. I'm asking you to save me and wash my sins away. Make me your child. Amen. This isn't some magic prayer, but it's the heart decision behind your prayer. The Bible says in Romans 10:10, For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. If you prayed a prayer like mine, and you meant it with all of your heart, then you are born again into the family of God. I rejoice with you in your decision. We'd love to know of your decision of trusting Christ as your Savior. You can head over to KitchenerBaptist.org/decision. We'd love to connect with you and pray for you. We would also love to send you some resources to help you in this newfound faith. God bless. We hope to hear from you soon.
Thank you so much for listening to our program this morning. Timeless Truths is a ministry of the Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about our church and this radio ministry and how we can be a blessing to you, check out our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and listeners just like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry, 1720, Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N 0A7. Again, that address is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N 0A7. You can also e-transfer your support to give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Again, that email for e-transfer is give@kitchenerbaptist.org. For more information about supporting Timeless Truths, you can visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can have abundant life through Jesus right now. Just say yes to Jesus today, fully trust in Him. Learn more about the Jesus of the Bible and how you can have eternal life at kitchenerhope.com. Again, that website is kitchenerhope.com. Once again, thank you for joining us this Sunday morning. From Pastor Burns and the Kitchener Baptist Church, have a wonderful day. We hope that you will join us next time when we open the Bible and explore God's timeless truths.
We'd love for you to join us for one of our services here at Kitchener Baptist. We meet each Sunday, the first day of the week, at 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. During our Sunday morning service, we have a wonderful kids program. We also have a Wednesday night Bible study at 7 p.m. During our Wednesday night service, we have a teen program and a kids program. So, you can bring the whole family. We hope to see you soon at Kitchener Baptist Church.